And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of December. December 14th is Monkey Day. Monkeys are primates found in tropical rainforests. The term monkey is sometimes used as a catch-all for every animal in the primate family. But the truth is that monkeys live on completely different branches of the evolutionary tree from both apes, for example, chimpanzees, gorillas, and humans, and prosimians, for example, lemurs, tarsiers, and lorises. One big difference between monkeys and apes is in the tail. Monkeys have tails, while apes do not. There are 339 total species of monkeys among the six families of Old World and New World monkeys. For monkeys, picking bugs, dirt, and other debris off their companions is far from an indictment of their personal hygiene. It's an expression of affection and love. And after a thorough grooming, the insulation value of the monkey's pelt increases by as much as 50%. Some New World monkeys have prehensile tails, or tails capable of grasping. Spider monkeys have tails that are hairless and have friction pads for better gripping. Capuchins use their tails to grasp branches and carry fruit through the forest. According to an archaeological study of Capuchin stone tool use, wild bearded Capuchins have been using tools for more than 3,000 years. Japanese macaques, also known as snow monkeys, have evolved to thrive in climates ranging from subtropical to subarctic. Troops of snow monkeys frequent the volcanic hot springs of Jigokudani Monkey Park in Japan. Some of the most fascinating monkey species are experiencing rapid declines in population due to habitat loss from animal agriculture and logging, live capture for the global pet and zoo trade, and hunting for bushmeat or traditional medicines. Feeding the world on a plant-based diet would reduce the amount of land needed for agriculture by 75%, giving wildlife back their habitats. The Christmas bird count is celebrated from December 14th to January 5th. This celebration is a citizen science survey where volunteer bird watchers in the Northern Hemisphere winter perform a census of the birds in the Western Hemisphere. The Christmas bird count evolved out of an old hunting tradition in North America. Many North Americans were involved in side hunts over the Christmas period, where they would actively hunt as many birds as they could. This hunting was competitive, which meant that birds of all kinds were killed needlessly as the hunters boosted their numbers. Frank Chapman, an ornithologist and founder of Bird Lore, suggested a change in the tradition. He recommended that instead of hunting birds down and killing them, the Christmas tradition could involve counting them. The first group of observers was very few, about 27 people counted birds that winter. However, they identified about 18,500 individual birds across 90 different species. The success of the first observers led to the group of bird watchers increasing every passing year. All the data collected through the Christmas bird count is used for the sciences, especially conservation biology. Participation in Christmas bird count is open to all volunteers. Every person is assigned a count circle of about 15 miles in diameter, and everyone works in teams of 10 to count the birds in the circle. And here's a poem for today, Were I a Bird, by Edward Smith Jones. Were I a bird, free-born to fly, aloof on two wee downy wings, my canopy would be the sky when rosy morn its dawning springs. Were I a bird, I'd sweetly sing earth's vesper song in treetops high and chant the carol of the spring to every weary passerby. Were I a bird, the sweetest voice that human ear has ever heard, the mockingbird would be my choice, for he's the sweetest singing bird. Were I a bird, my life would be in keeping with the will divine. I'd sing his carols full and free in spreading oak and coney pine. Were I a bird, through air I'd roam, just flitting on the morning breeze, in search of summer's sunny dome to live contentedly at ease. Were I a bird, I'd sing a tune for farmers seeking shady rest, beneath the spreading oak in June and swinging boughs that rock my nest. Were I a bird, I'd scale the cliff when dawns the bleak December day. Far from the ice and snow, I'd shift until the fairest day in May. Were I a bird, a mockingbird, the king of birdies singing suns, my music would forever be heard as I sweet sang to cheerless ones. Were I a bird, I'd seek my rest when jocund day blows out his light. In boughs that hover o'er my nest, I'd sweetly sing, "Good night, good night." Were I a Bird by Edward Smith Jones. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to live vegan for the wild animals, too.